Opportunity to hear one more time of thy love. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus, thy beloved Son, the one who was thy delight in heaven, past eternity, and is thy delight now and will be forever. And we thank thee that for many of us here in the room, he is our delight too. Lord Jesus Christ, we are so glad to belong to thee. But tonight, there may be somebody who does not belong to thee yet. And we feel so sorry for them. And we just pray that thou would help us to be able to turn to the verses that would exercise their conscience and help them to see the need that they have and the love that thou dost have for them. How thou wast willing to die and take their place on the cross. Help me, Lord Jesus, to represent thee well here. Give me strength and help me to show a little of thy love here in this room tonight. We pray in thy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a couple of verses. Right at the beginning. The first one, it was written perhaps maybe almost 3,000 years ago. Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Isaiah 53, 6. It says this: all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I have to admit that there was many years when I didn't understand this verse, and there were many years that I didn't care about this verse either. But let me tell you that tonight I love this verse. Because this verse is very fundamental to the story of the love of God. First of all, begins with all and it ends with all. The first all is different than the second all. And the first all includes all of us here. Everybody in the world, every person. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. And I want to begin tonight with that thought. And I want everyone in this room to realize that this is not my words. I read them in this book. And if you have this book on your lap, you can read them for yourself. They're the words of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. These are the words of God. We're astray. We're lost. I hate being lost. We went the wrong way yesterday. I hated it. It took us longer to get here than I wanted it to. We had to go through more fog, along more treacherous roads. I went astray. But this is talking about being distant from God. From God. And tonight, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you are still astray from God. And you don't have to answer to me for your sins. But we're going to have a little word tonight from the... Thank you, Paul. We're going to have a little bit of more of the words of God. And we're going to see that you're astray from God. And that's far more important to think about than being astray from me or some other person. Being astray from God is not a joke. People slough it off today in this world. But when they leave this world and they're far from God, then what? Doom. Judgment. Those are words we don't like to hear about. And you know, there's another word, and it has four letters, and it starts with H. And it's spelled this way, H-E-L-L. People don't like to talk about that either. But people that are astray from God and go through this life without getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ and having their sins forgiven, go to hell when they leave. I want to tell you a little story. This shook me really a lot, and I'm sorry it's about me, but it's something that I went through. I had a customer. I don't have him anymore. I had him. We were going to do a bathroom for him. His job was to go and pick the tile that he wanted around the tub that we were going to replace for him. He picked it out, and the tile came in. And where the store called me and said, the tile for this man is in. So whenever you need to do the job, just come ahead and pick up the tile. And I said, great, thanks. And I called the man back, and I called him back, and I called him back, and I called him back, and he never answered my call. And one night after meeting, I called him. It was about 9:15. He answered the phone. Sounded completely normal. And I said, well, your tile's in. We'd like to do your job, and you know, what's a good time for you? He said, I have a problem. I said, oh, okay. He said, I can't remember anything. I said, you can't remember anything? He said, yeah, my short-term memory is gone. He said, anything that we talk about tonight, I will not remember in the morning. And he said, I'm absolutely terrified because I can't remember anything. A few days later, this man died. He had cancer in his brain. I didn't know that he had died. I just didn't hear from him again, day after day after day. And finally I got a call from his son-in-law, who's the executor of his estate. And he said, we'd like you to put the tile up that my father-in-law chose. I was sad. You know, we had talked about a few things that night. One was his soul. But you know, the problem was that he couldn't think. The cancer had gone to his brain. Tonight, you have the opportunity to think. And God has given you a brain that works. And God has said, all we like sheep have gone astray. And perhaps this is the last chance you're going to have to come to God as a loving God, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, His beloved Son, as your Savior. This might be it. You know, I talked to that man about his soul, but he couldn't think. He knew he needed his furnace cleaned. And he asked me, please, I'm going to forget this. Can you get somebody to clean my furnace? I don't clean furnaces. But the guy who did some plumbing there, he cleans furnaces. So I said, can you do that at the same time? The furnace got cleaned. But this man is in an eternity tonight. How about you? You who are astray, God wants you tonight. God loves you. His Son Jesus died for you. If you'll receive Him as your Savior. The second verse I'd like to look at is in 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2 says this. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now that verse in Isaiah 53, it talks about the stripes, by whose stripes we are healed. And so, the story of the gospel is quite simple, actually. God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came down into this world. He was put on a cross, and He died. And anyone who will accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and the punishment that He received for their sins can be saved. And the answer is very simple. It's not complicated. Anybody can come. Anyone can be saved tonight. There's a lot of people, though, that may say, why? Why do I need that? And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. Before I do, I want to tell you another story. This story is a story that I heard probably 2 years ago that kind of, it's a solemn story, really. But it's almost unbelievable. It goes like this. There was a man that I know that's in insurance, and this man came into his office and said, oh, my house burned down on the weekend. And this man who was in insurance looked at him like, your house burned down on the weekend? He goes, yeah, my house burned down on the weekend. So there'll probably be an insurance claim you'll see this week. And the man who told me the story, he thought, that's strange. My house burned down. I wouldn't just say, well, my house burned down on the weekend. I would say, my house burned down on the weekend. I lost all my photo albums. I lost my hockey stick that I really liked. My skates burned. My stamp collection burned. I lost everything. But this man said, oh, my house burned on the weekend. Expect an insurance claim. Well, the insurance man got a claim, all right. But he also got a call from the insurance company a couple days later. And they said, we won't be honoring that claim for the man whose house burned down on the weekend. Because one of the neighbors had a security system on their house. And we found out about the fact that they had a security system, and we asked them for a copy of the video of the tape of the last week of time. And on the tape, there was a very clear image of the man bringing a can of gasoline into his house and the house then becoming totally engulfed in flames. And so, putting two and two together, they figured that the house burned down because the man lit his own house on fire and then wanted the insurance money from it. So the insurance company said, no, we're not going to honor your claim. Your house is burned down. It's your personal loss because you burned your own house down. And if you ask anymore, we'll take the video to the police and then they'll deal with it. And you say, well, why are you telling me this story? Well, I couldn't believe that the man had burned his own house down to get the money for the house. I guess this is common, unfortunately, in this wicked world that we live in. You know, many times we forget about God, don't we? We live our whole life. We just kind of do whatever we want. And we forget that God is watching every moment of the day. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians chapter 7, for a little verse there. Second Corinthians chapter 7. And just a little phrase in verse 12. Second Corinthians chapter 7, partway through verse 12, it says, "But that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you." Now, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to believers who he really cared about and was seeking to help them. But I want to change the context a little bit tonight and just speak a little bit about those four words, the sight of God. Tonight, we're sitting here in this room. We all have respectable clothes on. We're all looking like we're paying attention. But